Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What's happening, everybody? Hope everybody had a good weekend. My vagina bone is sore.
Excuse me?
You know that one. Bone in between
your pelvis?
Like you have it. No.
Yeah,
underneath.
But you don't. But you don't have a vagina.
But I call it my vagina bone.
Okay. But that's not what it's called.
But it's sore because I was riding a bike. We went mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
And so it hurt. It's hurt for like 3 days. But that's the only way I can explain that bone, my vagina bone.
Hmm.
And so
that's the only way.
What would you call that spot?
How about your
pelvic region?
What you have?
That's
bone.
Not yeah. pelvic.
No. What you have down there?
It's in between.
Well, then say that.
A region.
It's in between.
I think it's the whole
the A
region.
And the B.
Hey, isn't that a T?
The pelvic isn't just
T,
the
right?
outside.
I don't know what it's really called. But anyway, I'm sitting here, and I've been sitting here for a few hours now. My vagina bone's killing me.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Pelvic.
You got to stop calling
it's
it.
It's not
region.
Pelvic. It's underneath.
Yes, pelvis. The pelvis area is this area, too.
But
it's
what's the
whole
underneath
area.
In between the BH?
It's the lower part of the trunk of the human body between the abdomen and the thighs.
What? It's between the mm-hmm. peas and carrots and the BH.
You're correct.
Somebody give me the official name of that
okay,
spot.
Okay, your pubic arch.
Hold on. What's it called, Mike?
I don't know how to say it.
Okay, here we go. The perineum, also called, they call
perineum.
The,
isn't that a flower?
In human anatomy, the perineum, also called the taint.
That's
the,
no.
That's it.
The
no,
grundle
no, no.
or the gooch.
Oh my!
It's generally defined as the surface region in both males and females between the pubic symphysis. And the coccyx. The perineum corresponds to the outlet of the pelvis. God dang.
We could never be doctors.
My perineum, man. If somebody came in and they were like, hey, doc, what's this? I'd be like, oh, the goot.
Isn't that Gwyneth Paltrow's thing?
That's goop.
Okay. Close.
Anyway, my gooch hurts.
Oh, man, that's bad.
It's hurt all weekend. Oh, I'm crying. Because when Eddie said T, I knew what he meant.
Right.
And then I read this actual article and they list out the names for it. Man. It's called the perineum. That's how you say that, right, Mike?
Yeah.
It says the perineum, also called the taint, the grundle, or the gooch.
Is that Urban Dictionary? What is that?
No, it's Google.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, Mike did. I look into what Mike's Google search is. He searched medical term for gooch.
That's what I knew it
He knows it as a goose.
Oh,
I can't believe you knew that term, Mike. That.
Ray, what goose. Do you know it as?
What Eddie said.
Yeah, the tea. All I said was tea.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, anyway, my vagina bone hurts. Oh, that mountain biking is crazy, though, because the tires are bigger and thicker. And we went up and down some mountains, and Caitlin's in great shape. I struggled a bit, just winding me.
But you do Peloton, right?
Same yeah, thing? Not the same no. thing. And if you wipe out, you're done.
Oh, yeah.
Did that. Real life. Went hiking. Not a big hiker, but we did like 3 or 4 miles, like up a mountain. Like real hiking.
Did you get to the very top?
No, we didn't go to the tip top. We just kind of walk. You go up and you take some trails, and it's not like a road or anything. But we had to take sticks with us because there were spider webs the whole way.
Nice.
Oh.
And so.
No, like the first people going through?
In a while.
Oh.
In a while. But did that. There are pictures up if you want to see them on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. Okay, did that. That's Friday. Saw Ben Rector having dinner. Ben Rector's been a guest on the show before. Here is a clip of his song, Brand New. Like when I close my eyes and don't even care if anyone sees me dance, like I can fly. And I see him at dinner sitting like 2 tables over, and his the back of his wife's head is toward me. And I'm like, I think that's Ben. And Caitlin's like, well, let me see. Because she's not familiar with his music, but she's like, I've heard a lot about it. I have friends that like him. And so she looks him up, and she's like comparing the Instagram to him. And so she's like, yeah, that's him. And then she finds his wife, and she goes, yeah, it looks like the back of her head. And so, but I didn't want to go up and bother them at dinner. And also, you know, I don't want to be a fan while the guy's eating and be like, oh, golly, Ben Rector, you've done my show. But he had to walk by us to go to the bathroom. And so as he was walking, I don't know if he saw me or not before he got to the table. And I was like, hey, Ben! And he's kind of, because I didn't want him to walk by and not even see me. And then I was embarrassed. So I just kind of yelled, hey, Ben. And then I said, what up, dude? And gave him daps. And I'm not sure if he even knew who I was then. I think he did. I think he did. But I had messaged him earlier, immediately when I saw him on Instagram. I sent him a DM, just DMing it. And I was like, hey, I think I'm sitting 3 tables over from you. But then he went back and saw it, and I think he put it all together that it was me.
Okay.
I think. Could have been very awkward. But it's kind of cool to see somebody famous at dinner.
Yeah.
Because then you just watch them eat.
Mm. What did he do?
I couldn't tell. His wife was there.
Was he a neat eater, messy eater?
Well, he was dressed up. I think they were. Okay. It was a pretty nice dinner. Pretty nice place. But saw Ben Rector. And, if there's food on the table, never if they're with their kids or they're eating, never bother anyone. If they're walking around and you're a fan, tell them you're a fan. Ask for a picture.
What about bathroom?
Oh, no. I got hit with that at the Razorback game this weekend. I was at the urinal. I didn't even get to
while you're a peeing.
I didn't even get to wash my hands. I finish up, zip up, shaky shake, and my gooch was sore. So I was being quite careful. But before I get to the sink, the guy's like, hey, man, can I get a picture? And I was like, the perfect world for me would have been for him to wait outside the bathroom after I wash my hands. Then I walk out and I'm happy to take a picture. I was like, yeah, man, let me take a picture. Let me wash my hands. So I wash my hands. But then we took it in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which felt weird.
People peeing in the background?
I did it, but I think perfect world for me would have been wash, wait outside, happy to take a picture. One time I was peeing and a guy came over the top of, he was in a stall and he came over, he didn't take a picture, but he came over the top and looked down.
What?
As I'm peeing, he's like, are you Bobby Bones? And I'm like,
oh my, how vulnerable.
Yeah, it stunk. Because I think I then like was embarrassed and kind of like put it in my pants too quick and peed a little bit in my pants.
Oh man.
Because I was like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but it was good. But did go to the Razorback game. Saturday night, it was amazing. It was really one of the greatest experiences. That is the most fun thing I could possibly do, is go to Fayetteville and go to a Razorback football game. That, to me, is A+, the most fun thing I can do, period, in my life. And for us to go and win like that, and the funny part is that I don't do horns down just because I have too many friends that coach, either at Texas or I don't like, just rivalry standpoint, I love beating Texas. Love it. Can't get enough of it. But out of respect, I don't do horns down because for me, I got too many friends that have coached, are coaching, have gone to school there. And so I don't want to be in a picture doing horns down. However, Caitlin is OU.
She didn't care.
She does not give a crap. And someone was like, people were like, I can't believe you would root against the Longhorns, you traitor. You lived in Austin for 12. I'm like, guys, you're out of your mind right now. I'm as pure Arkansas as you can be. And I root against anybody we're playing. And I root especially hard against Texas. We're old school rivals from before I was born.
So you did do Horns Down?
No.
Okay, just
but Caitlin did.
But Caitlin did. Yeah, Caitlin did.
Oklahoma.
She did Horns Down. And people are like, I can't believe now she's doing it. And I'm like, guys, she's been doing this her whole life. Like, you think Arkansas has beef with Texas? Beef from Oklahoma.
Texas OU.
Yeah, so, but we went, and it was really great. We went on the field. I saw Jalen, who I do the deal with.
Yeah, Jalen Williams.
Mm-hmm. I do an NIL deal with him where you can pay college players now to do stuff.
He's your spokesperson.
Yeah. And so.
How tall is he?
6'10".
I mean.
Dude, he's a giant.
Mm-hmm. He's.
He looked very little next to him. But I mean, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not on Bobby. He's
I know it's not on Bobby.
Freakish tall.
I know, but like if you don't know how tall he is, you just see that picture of Bobby and you're like, oh.
If you go over to my Instagram, you'll see Jalen Williams and I standing beside each other. He may be one of the tallest people I've ever met.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that tall.
Have I ever met anyone 7 foot, like met them and had a conversation with them? Have you guys?
I don't think so. You're many basketball players?
I've been, but I'm talking about meeting, like standing next to them, shaking hands. Like, I haven't met Shaq.
I've stood next to Shaq and Yao Ming.
Where?
When I worked for the Spurs.
Well, those are giants.
Yeah, so I would
Shaq's
stand next
7'1".
To them. Well, yeah, they're huge humans.
So that game was awesome. It was, we got home and I just kind of chilled yesterday. Yao Ming, 7'6".
Dang. Yeah.
Elegante was 7'7". The wrestler.
He just died?
He died. I don't know about just, but he died. Yeah, but next to actually Jalen Williams was crazy. The whole basketball team was there, and it's like you can see them coming because it's just a whole lot of tall guys. Even the short guys. I remember once I was with Eli Manning and his dad.
Archie.
Yes. And just standing talking to Eli going, you're massive. But on TV, he doesn't look massive because everybody's massive.
Yeah.
And Eli's 6'5".
Oh, really? See, I thought he was smaller.
Mm-mm. But when he's always around giants, he looks normal. And I remember just talking to Eli going, I cannot believe how big you are. Because you look kind of like dopey on TV.
You told him that?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Sure didn't. And his brother Cooper was there. It was kind of those three guys. We were all sitting around. It was like a pre-Super Bowl thing one time. And Cooper's like 6'4". I think Cooper's son is the one who's the number one rated quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And
I miss it. Is it Ole Miss? No, what's
no, he's in no, high school.
Oh, he's in high school. Yeah. But
they're trying to figure out where he's going to go.
I would assume, I don't know. You think Peyton Manning, Tennessee, but his dad at Ole Miss. I think it's 8 miles an hour after Archie Manning, because that was his number. I think it's 8 miles an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They thought Peyton Manning was going to go to Ole Miss. He could go to Alabama. Who knows? I did tell a. There were recruits on the sideline. And I don't know what I can say to them. I'm just hanging out. And there's a kid that Arkansas is trying to recruit to come play football. I was like, hey, man, you trying to get some NIL deals?
Like, we're in high school, sir.
Well, no, but that's how they're getting them. One kid left his senior year down in Texas to go to Ohio State and enroll early.
Cause I know.
What?
Yeah, got like
$1 million
deal.
You can leave high school early?
If you graduate, yes.
So he gave up his senior years because he could get an NIL and get paid. So he got like $1 million.
And this is all brand new.
Mm-hmm. This year.
Wow.
And so I was like, hey, let's just say I'm doing NIL deals.
Okay. Did they take you seriously?
Yeah. And he was like, you do them yourself? I said, yeah, I'm the only person I've ever heard of doing it like this. I said, but right now it's legal. I just signed Jalen Williams to one.
But you told him, but you have to be a Razorback.
Oh, yeah. I said, well, I said, this is what happens. When you commit... You hit me up on Instagram. Otherwise, you know, good luck in your journey.
Did you check out his stats first?
Yeah, he's a highly recruited. I knew who he was. I follow all the recruiting boards too. But that was the weekend. The best day to book flights for the holidays is today. By the way,
why?
Maybe it's 18 miles an hour. That's at Ole Miss, not 8. I'm seeing Archie's number here. But Ole Miss, when we would go to games, you'd always see 18 miles an hour. I was like, that's a weird. You know, a
phrase or whatever.
Like why 20, 15, but I think it's because of Archie Manning. A new report found that today is the best day to book holiday flights if you want to get the best deal. And this week in general is a good time to buy tickets. So if you are planning to travel for the holidays, this is the week. They will not skyrocket until late October, but late October, it's kind of over.
Okay.
As far as if you want to save some money and travel. There's a new Bobby cast up with Luke Dick, who is hilarious. He's written a ton of massive songs. He wrote Kill a Word for Eric Church, with Eric Church. This is his demo version. But he was writing songs, and then he was like, I'm done. And he moved and became a philosophy professor in New York.
Whoa. Hmm.
And then kind of got back into it again, and now he's written, you know, Bluebird with Miranda Lambert. What else? He wrote Velvet Elvis with Casey, just one after the other. But check out the Bobby cast with Luke Dick. It was a really good one. And we have in case you missed it, Russell Dickerson and his wife Kaylee together. That's up there as well. A judge rejected a couple's divorce filing where they'd agreed on everything. They'd agreed on, we're getting divorced. Here's how we're splitting it up. Here's the kids, the custody arrangement. Everything was agreed upon. And the judge said, nah, you guys need to work it out.
Whoa!
What?
Which I've never heard of this before.
Did he see hope or what?
That's what he said.
Oh.
A judge in Kentucky denied a couple's request for divorce, even though both sides agreed that it was over. The judge what'd you say? It's a female judge. The judge ordered them to counseling and said, I get the vibe that you may be able to work this out.
That's pretty funny. I get a
vibe. No, that's annoying.
Yeah, this never says guy or girl. I guess I just shouldn't assume that the judge was a dude. A couple in Kentucky separated last November after 12 years of marriage. Here is a clip.
I get the vibe that you all might be able to work this out, and I could be wrong, but I've said through a lot of these things. Would it be beneficial to either of you all if I order you to go to reconciliation counseling, or are you past that?
I mean, I would say we're past that.
This is something really no one would have seen coming.
Being told to stay with your ex when you both agree that it's over is pretty stunning. Usually people are only ordered to go to some form of counseling when they demonstrate that they can't get along and that they need extra help in co-parenting. But here, where everyone's on the same page about most of the issues in the case, I mean, that's the ideal. That's what you would want out of people.
I don't know that she had all of the information. And so once she has all the information, I think that she will have no issue granting the divorce.
That's weird. Whoa. The judge would be like,
that's wild.
So weird.
I mean, could you just go to another judge?
Yeah.
Walk next door?
We're going to try someone else.
We're going to go somewhere else.
I mean, yeah, that's weird.
Raymundo has another Big Brother update about the show Big Brother, which he's been trying to get on forever. Okay, I heard you playing your music.
Yes, yeah, so they just announced they're doing a celebrity Big Brother next year. So now it all makes sense. Now I know why they didn't put me on this season.
They're saving you?
I'm thinking because it's a national radio show that we're on, I could fall under the celebrity category loosely. Some of the people they put on in the past, Omarosa, I mean, you really aren't people you've really heard of. Political people that aren't very famous. Ryan Lochte.
Omarosa, famous from many things.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Ryan Lochte, medal winner.
Tom swimmer. Green.
Yeah, has his own show on YouTube.
Had a huge show. Like, all three anymore. Of those people are more well-known than you. I'm sorry.
No, they definitely are, but I think that I could maybe, you know, slide under that category. So that gives me hope, and that's probably the reason that the casting directors didn't put me on this year. So it's 2022, y'all.
Your thoughts, Bobby?
I think people have a weird perception that they're famous on this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a weird
Who?
Perception.
Like two people. You mean Lunchbox and now Ray?
Now it's people,
okay,
yes.
Yeah, no, okay. It's a very small group of people.
Lunchbox thinks he's one of the most famous people in town.
Mm-hmm.
Raymundo now thinks he's famous enough to be on Celebrity Big Brother.
I just think because it's a national radio show.
Hey, it's all going to you guys' head. I knew I'd lose you guys.
It was bound to happen,
point.
Dude.
Do you do Big Brother on the way up or the way down?
You do normal Big Brother on the way up. You do Celebrity Big Brother on the way down.
Okay.
But both.
And Ray is neither of those, so
up or down.
Probably not going to happen.
But that's a good point, because Dancing with the Stars, you either do it on the way up or on the way down. Nobody does Dancing with the Stars killing it in life. Nobody's like, I got a great career right now. Let's go do Dancing with the Stars. It's like, hey, I got a good career going. I'm going to use this as a step to build some social media. To build, like Jimmy. Jimmy's killing it. He just got nominated for a new artist, although he's been in the town for like 5 years. I don't
Jimmy
know.
Allen.
Yeah. What'd I say?
Just Jimmy.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Could have been Buffett.
No.
No.
Rogers. No, what? I don't know who Jimmy Rogers is.
Jimmy Rogers.
Jimmy John.
Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy John.
Jimmy Rogers is
Why did that come to my head?
He's in like a classic rock band.
Oh.
Or Jimmy Rogers, a country singer.
Okay.
How many Jimmy Rogers? That seems like a pretty common name. Huh?
So weird. I don't know why that just popped out of my mouth.
Okay. Anyway, Dancing with the Stars, I think starts Wednesday, Mike?
Monday.
Tonight?
Next Monday.
Oh, got it. Okay. Let's see here. Travis Barker's been on 5 flights in the last month.
Wow.
After not flying.
He's over it now.
Since that, I don't know that you get over it.
Yeah, but I mean, 5 flights, because it was big news when he was like, oh, he's flying again for the first time. Now he's like, let's let it rip. Let's go.
It's amazing what a hottie will do for you.
What?
No, I mean, seriously, that's the only reason he's flying is because of Kourtney Kardashian.
What if he went to a lot of therapy and
I'm
now
sure
he's
did
good?
Both. I'm sure he did both.
What's both?
Therapy
and therapy, Bones?
Yes.
Having a support system. I don't care if she's hot or not.
Well, that's what he's
saying. Having a support system that you trust enough to challenge.
Great. Mm-hmm. That's very different from what this guy just said.
And she flies private a lot. Mm-hmm.
But his plane crash was private too.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, that's how she rolls. And so he's probably like, okay, I guess if you want me to.
2008, he was in a deadly plane crash that killed 4 people. I mean, imagine that.
So yeah. Hard. And
the PTSD that you're saying. The whole time.
Mm.
Like I said, I hit a bump. I look who I'm going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got to get what?
Who you're going to eat?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm like, well, we're going down. But like, no, we're literally over Tulsa right now. No, we're going down. I'm going to have to eat somebody. I can already tell. I don't like watching those plane crash shows either where they're like, okay, the plane crashed and we knew what to do. And some people, you ever watch those?
Yeah. How I Survived or whatever.
Ooh, I don't like that. I hate to fly. It's not that I don't like to fly. I hate to fly. And I fly all the time. And every time I get scared when we hit turbulence. And then I hear people go, it's just like a pothole in the air. If I had a pothole on the ground, I don't go plummeting to my death. If I had a pothole in the air, I don't know what's going to happen. Amy's husband once was explaining it to me. He's like, listen, it's the heat rising from the ground. It's creating. Okay. I said, but can turbulence be so bad it could crash a plane? He goes, it could be. Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be. It could be so bad. I'm like, okay, that's all I need to hear. I'm about to die then. But good for Travis Barker. That's pretty cool that he's able to confront.
It's great.
Oof, I don't know if I could. Barrett Baber, who's been on our show back in the day. I knew him from Arkansas. He opened, played with Eddie and I. But he's an artist, songwriter in town. He was in a plane crash that killed people in Arkansas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crazy.
A big passenger plane, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Trying to land at Little Rock Airport.
Wow.
Kill people.
I think he came on the show and talked about it.
Maybe. I just remember because he was going to OBU, which is right across the street from where I went to school. I had 2 colleges right across the street. And he was in the choir. Crazy story. And I don't know that I would ever have it in me to be able to get back on a plane after that. Raymundo has a really important shoe question for Bobby. What is your shoe question, Raymundo?
Yeah, so I heard that when you buy these shoes nowadays, because some of them, there's sneaker stock markets, so there's a thing that's called get one to rock it and get one to stock it. And so I'm like, you're a shoe guy. Do you buy 2 of the exact same shoe and you wear one and save the other?
I do not. I do not. I don't. I don't even buy that many shoes. Once pandemic hit, I couldn't wear them out. So I kind of lost interest a little bit. I did get a new pair. You can see on my Instagram now, I got a new pair of red boots.
Red ones.
Botas, like real boots?
No, they're
very red.
Very red.
Oh. Like
a clown, like Ronald McDonald red?
Yeah. Not that shape, but yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Are they like patent?
I don't know.
General Patton?
No, like patent leather.
Oh, I think you meant like patent office.
They're on my Instagram story. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the difference of patent leather and non-patent leather. Is there such thing as, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really, really shiny. I don't know. I couldn't tell from the video, but it looked very shiny.
A 21-year-old woman drew up a 17-page relationship contract for her boyfriend just 2 weeks after they met on Tinder.
That's a flag.
She's undateable.
It puts stuff in writing like a romantic gesture once every 2 weeks, no silent treatment, and him paying for date nights. And he agreed to it.
Wow.
Well, they belong together then.
Good times.
Boy, that would be tough, huh?
Yeah, 2 weeks in. Weeks in, a big contract like that sounds pretty.
But the fact that he agreed to it means that they're one and the same. So mm-hmm. let them have a good life together.
Or he's just like,
okay,
she's hot.
No way.
So this is that what y'all do, the hot and crazy scale?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's everybody. That's both. It's both sides are doing that. But it doesn't have to be hot for girls. And again, this is just
a generalization.
Yes, absolutely generalization. Not everybody's the same. But for a guy in the early stages, the hotter she is, the crazier she can be. Now, eventually, that all goes away. We're just talking about early stage stuff.
What do you mean it all goes away? Crazy goes away?
No.
No,
the lust over hotness.
Yeah, the crazy will start to overtake it, and you'll break up.
But the hotter they are, the longer you stay, the crazier they can be. I didn't make this up.
I know you didn't.
And what do you think the girl version is?
I mean, since we're giving a generalization, I would assume you mean that a guy can be a little crazy or have certain things that are wrong with him, but if he's successful and funny.
What does that mean, successful?
Money.
He's funny and has some money, mm-hmm. then he gets away with more. Mm-hmm. Like
being really old.
If he's lacking.
And stuff.
There you
mm-hmm.
go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just said it.
I don't know that it's the exact same as the crazy,
it's exactly the same.
It is basically the same.
No, because there's so many other different things that we look for that allow you to get away with other things.
Tell me more.
I don't know. I'm thinking to Eddie's point, a guy can be really old and not...
You wouldn't date that really old dude unless he was providing something.
Correct.
Money.
It didn't have to be money.
Well, I'm saying, but
mostly money.
What's he providing?
Really
nice experiences. What is he providing?
Could be famous without money.
Eesh.
That happens a lot.
That doesn't last, though. That doesn't last. You're famous and don't make money. It doesn't last.
Yeah, that doesn't really work out.
Hey, one word. Cameo.
Well, then you make money then.
So we'll say it then.
What?
Guys, we'll take crazier, the hotter.
Yeah.
Girls, we'll take douchey, the richer.
Yep.
Or old and
wrinkly.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just broad generalization there.
Very broad.
Couldn't be broader.
So broad.
A mile wide.
I've never seen anything more broad.
The reason we play music and TV louder when we're alone is...
Oh. Love doing that.
I don't know.
You do like turning it up?
Oh my gosh. If I have the house to myself, the music is up loud.
Why?
Just because I can. Because when the my family's at home, I can't listen to that. Like, it's chaos.
If you're home alone, you're more prone to play music or the TV louder is because it reduces loneliness.
Oh.
Do you ever get time at home with nobody there?
I mean, rarely. My wife usually goes and picks up the kids at 3 o'clock, so I do have about 45 minutes to myself.
And what do?
Play video games.
You do for 45 minutes?
Yeah, I have one basketball game in for 45 minutes.
You're still playing basketball?
Yeah.
You're not moving over to Madden?
No. Still doing basketball.
Is 2022 out yet?
Yes, but I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it because, I mean, I just feel like... I feel like they do that to us every year. You know, like, ooh, the new one's out.
But
the new one.
That's what they do every year.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
I understand. Changes on the game.
But people are still playing the old one, so as long as they're still there, I'm going to play with them.
A pet sitter is shocked by the crazy demands from the owner, such as be there 90% of the time and then pay for any emergencies out of her own pocket.
No.
That would not pet sit for them.
No.
We have someone that watches our dog if we're gone. We've always got somebody at the house. If we're not there, somebody's always there because we have two dogs now and Eller does not do well. She's not going to be able to go to a deluxe overnight stay because
mm-hmm.
She guards her toys and will attack. She's getting better, but we're trying to break her out of that. So we have someone stay there, but we don't even tell them to stay. They stay overnight, but they don't stay there all day in the daytime because Stanley can roam the house. They have dog doors and go outside.
And if your dog has an emergency, they don't have to pay for whatever it is.
Yeah, if the dog has an emergency, that's on us.
Yeah, I don't
And
get
I feel
that.
Bad. That's yeah. on, sorry about that.
Your dog.
I still haven't seen that ghost dog, though.
The white one?
I was telling one of our friends about it this weekend, and they looked at me and thought I was... dumbest person alive.
Crazy.
Yeah, it does sound like you're crazy a little bit.
I'm telling you, that dog was as white as a ghost, and its eyes were red.
Was it floating?
No.
Okay.
It was not, but there's no way it got in my yard and got out, because 5 seconds later, I was on the yard looking for it. We have cameras.
And not
over
one
the whole property.
Camera.
Not one camera. Caught it on camera. Went back over it. There was no dog on camera.
Right, so it could be in your head.
No, because the dogs were going berserk when they saw, woo, 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 woo. Because it was right outside the window.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at my security cameras. There's no dog on the security cameras. You tell me I'm crazy.
Could it have been a reflection on the window?
And it was behind me?
Yeah, maybe. Or just like a stuffed animal somewhere in your house?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I was tripping, which, by the way,
what were you tripping on?
On something, I don't know.
Dang, Jimi Hendrix.
I was watching Nine Perfect Strangers last night. We watched the new episode. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this week's?
No.
Mike, have you?
I'm not caught
up. Good, huh? Only two more, though, after this week.
Oh, really?
We won't spoil it.
It's getting good.
But I say tripping, that's what they do.
They trip?
There's a whole situation there. But
I mean, I want to go there.
What?
Yep.
I don't know. It gets pretty dark now.
Well, not that part.
No,
I
you're
don't
gonna
know.
Go, you're going to go.
I haven't seen the dark part. No, okay, no. I want, I'm like,
go,
do places go. Like this exist? If so, I would like to go.
Anybody else watching Nine Perfect Strangers?
Yeah, I am. Episode four. I'm on episode four. It's okay. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the craziness to happen.
Yeah.
It's about to happen. I can tell it is, but I don't know what it is.
I got to order some lunch. Do you guys want to be part of my Uber Eats order?
A special smoothie?
No, I don't think so.
Pizza?
Like,
no. I have to order to the house to meet me home whenever I get there. Let me see. I'm going to order. Perfect Strangers, only 65%? Let's see.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm at.
Turkey burger, no mayo. I hate mayonnaise, man.
Oh, it's so good. I love mayonnaise.
What kind of cheese are you getting on that?
I don't. What? No cheese. I get a turkey burger, no mayo, and I don't have any lettuce or tomato put on there either. And then I get the edamame guacamole, which is really good.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to get. All right. Reorder.
Guacamole is guacamole. Why are you putting edamame in that?
No, it's a full edamame.
It's mock. It's like mock.
Then
guac.
Don't call it that. Call it.
It's called edamame.
Call it edamame.
It's called edamame guacamole. And it is good. Hold on.
Ugh, hate it when they do that.
All right. Priority delivery, which costs $1 more, but you know what? Sometimes it gets there 15 minutes earlier.
Really?
And warmer.
Huh.
Interesting. How do they do that?
I always thought it was more than a dollar.
$1.49. And they do it because they have different orders to drop off at different houses.
Mm.
Okay. Boom. Let's do 30% tip, not to brag.
But you just did.
Mm-hmm. Mostly, I hope they can see that and they're nicer with my food. It's just tough to order food and not know who's getting their hands on it, you know?
Yeah.
That to me is a weird, I don't like that, but you got to do what you got to do. All right, let me see. Loading up. A drunk driver ended up in a ditch in Virginia on Friday and was rescued by another drunk driver. They were both caught and charged. Every single person on their phone now. I set that precedent. That's my fault. I know.
Food.
That's my fault.
No.
That's my fault.
Well, no.
No. That's my fault.
No. Okay.
But
well,
I look up.
Fair.
I get back on, and that's on me because I had to
write
order.
A note down.
No.
No. I'm taking the blame here. As a lead, I was not a good leader of me. If I don't order it now, I'll never eat. And so, as a leader,
and you were like,
and then I got back on the show. I look up, and every single person's on their phone.
I literally had an idea that I needed to write down. That's all I did.
What was your idea, man?
Don't worry, you'll hear from me later.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Caitlin sent me a picture of a dress.
That's a naked
Vegas.
Body.
That
Amy.
Is a naked girl. Oh, show me
that.
That's
a naked body.
It's Megan Fox.
I saw that. You can see like her underwear.
But
send that to me.
You can choose Machine Gun Kelly.
You can Google it.
Them this weekend at the VMAs.
Yeah, right, go to Instagram. It's everywhere.
Which Machine Gun Kelly and Conor McGregor almost got into a fight.
Are they going to fight?
Oh, Conor McGregor would kill him.
Yeah, like,
murder.
Why did they almost get in a fight?
I think Conor wanted a picture with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. And then they said no, and he was offended. That's the version of it that I have so far.
He got offended. I love him. I love Conor McGregor.
I'm entertained by him.
Me too. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think he's a good person.
Well, no, I don't care. I don't know him. I'm not spending any time with him. But yeah. I love seeing him just get into the mess he gets into all the time.
Maybe I feel the same way. I love Kanye.
Same thing. Probably not a fun dude to hang out with.
Probably not. You know? Probably not someone I want to be friends with. But I love Kanye. Like, I've listened. I still haven't listened. Don does like 27 songs.
That's a lot of songs.
Like, something like that. Yeah. I still haven't listened to all of them. I've tried. And I like Kanye better than Drake, but the new Drake record is really good.
Yeah, I've been listening to that too.
Really good. Yeah. I like No Friends in the Industry. Reminds me of myself. File in with this. There's a PSA for parents out there. There's a video on YouTube Kids that shows a little girl driving a car.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that happened to me. It was terrible, guys. So YouTube Kids, it's like it's so safe that we thought that you can just give it to our 2-year-old and be like, hey, let it rip. You can watch whatever. Well, he starts watching this video where this girl's like learning how to drive a car. Like, ooh, key in car. Vroom. Gas pedal, brake pedal. And then, smash cut 2 days later, I see my two-year-old in our car. It's off, obviously, no key in there. But he's like, ooh, key, key, putting the key in there and then trying to, like, hit the gas pedal. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, if we weren't there and gave him five more minutes, he'd be off on the road.
Because of a YouTube Kids video?
Because of a YouTube Kids video.
Oh, wow.
They make these videos without even thinking, like, ooh, no one's going to try this, you know? But our kid learned so much from YouTube Kids. Words.
Well, words are good.
A word, I mean, numbers, everything that he knows.
Numbers are good.
Yeah.
I get it. So
manners. That is like manners.
That's what I'm saying.
But doesn't your kid see you get in your car every day and go, ooh, key.
I don't do that.
And your two-year-old key. Can reach the gas pedal.
Yeah, he gets down to the bottom.
Hey,
and like,
Eddie's two-year-old is an athlete. It's
crazy.
Unbelievable.
Well, we know that because Lunchbox is jealous.
Oh, hey, he does.
I saw Eddie's foster son was at my house, and we have like this rock thing that it's too high for me to jump off of. I'm like, I ain't. And he's just rah, reckless, jumping
crazy.
Up. Boom. Crazy.
Yeah. He has no boundaries. And he's starting to go to school now, like a little pre-K or whatever. And they're like, oh my gosh, we worry about him because he jumps on things in the playground or whatever. I'm like, look, don't worry about him. He doesn't hurt himself. I don't know how or what, but he knows exactly what he's capable of doing. So he gets to a level. He looks down. He's like, I can handle this. Jumps off, but he knows he can handle it.
He squat 225. He went up to the gym.
He could handle it.
He was fine. He's all the way in his form was good, too.
Wow.
Crazy.
It was wild. All right, that's it. We're done. Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.